Please welcome Chris McKinney.
So for the last week of June and the first week of August, 2 weeks, we had house guests. My 15-year-old granddaughter and her 15-year-old friend from Colorado. So because they were from Colorado, obviously the most important thing was to spend time at the beach. And that is where we spent most of our time, mostly Avila and Pismo. And they worked on their tans, and they went boogie boarding, and I even set them up for a two-hour surfing lesson one morning. And we went hiking at Montaña de Oro. We went, drove up to see the elephant seals. We went to Bubblegum Alley. We braved the crowds at Cayucos for July 4th fireworks. We basically did everything that most people do when they come to San Luis Obispo. We even went to the Sunset Drive-In, which was their first time at a drive-in movie, and my first time since I was a teenager, since I was their age practically. But there's one significant difference of being a teenager these days than when I was a teenager and even when my kids were a teenager. And Tom alluded to it. And that is cell phones. I mean, it's an appendage. Everywhere we went, the beach, they couldn't do it while they were surfing, but everywhere we went, if they could, they were taking pictures of each other. They were taking pictures, selfies, and posing. I mean, you know, just all these poses everywhere we were. And when they weren't taking pictures of each other or taking selfies, I was taking pictures of them with their cell phone. And they have iPhone. And the iPhone has a feature where if you just hold your finger down on the photo icon, it just keeps filming. So they do all their poses, and within a minute or so, you've got like 350 frames. Oh, so then they would go through them all. I mean, they were constantly on their cell phones, either taking pictures, looking at pictures, posing for pictures, Snapchatting pictures, Snapchatting with their friends. It's a big, big part of a teenager's life these days. In fact, they even tried to teach my husband and I some of their dance moves to some of their pop music, and which of course they filmed. So it was a great source of entertainment for them to then relook at grandma and grandpa making fools of themselves doing their silly dance moves, you know. But it was all in fun, and we had a lot of fun. But it's like, on the one hand, they're like these 20-something sexy bikini-clad high-fashion models with all their poses. And on the other hand, they're still kids. The movie they wanted to see was Toy Story 4, which is where we went, what we saw when we went to the drive-in. But the cell phone did come in handy, even for me. When we got separated at certain places, we'd text and reconnect, you know, re-meet each other. When we went to Cayucos for the July 4th fireworks, we got there about 6 hours early, so that we could get a good spot, and we did. We got the bench right behind the pier on the left side near the showers and the bathrooms and everything. And most of the time that day, they spent walking around because there were lots of things going on for the 4th of July. And every hour or so, they'd come back. I would read my book, and they'd come back and give me a break, and I'd go walking around or go to the bathroom. So we did this most of the day, and then about an hour before fireworks were going to start, I remembered that there was a sand sculpture contest down on the beach. So I said, hey, you guys, stay here, hold the fort down, I'm going to go see the sand sculptures. So I walked down there, but it was too late. Either the tide had washed them away or they'd been destroyed, but there weren't any left. So I hadn't been gone more than 5 minutes, and I came back. And they weren't there. So I put my hands on my hips, and I'm just kind of looking around. And then I see my granddaughter, her and her friends, there was actually three of them, but only two were staying with me, were talking to some guys down the beach. So I guess because I had my hands on my hips, she texted me right away and said, don't come down here. I'm keeping an eye on the bench. So I had no intention of going down there, but I texted, here I come. And she texted back, ha ha, Grandma, funny, don't even think about it. So I texted back, oh, I'm thinking about it. And they came right back. I really didn't care that they were down there. I was just having fun with her, and I could see where they were, but that was kind of funny. So anyway, the fireworks started. Of course, they had to film it all. So they're watching the fireworks with their real eyes and also filming it all on their cell phones. And the cell phones were a huge part of almost the entire visit. But about four nights before it was time for them to go home, they seemed to want to engage more with me than the cell phones. We were talking at the table, and I thought, I gotta keep this going. And I remembered that when my kids were teenagers, we had a book called The Book of Questions. So I still have it, and I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it. So I went online, and I Googled situational ethics questions for teens. And a whole bunch of sites came up, and a whole bunch of great questions. And we got started, because they piqued their interest when I said, would you like to play the book or the questions game? What's that? So I would ask the questions, and they would answer. And there's no right or wrong answers. No judgment. It was just questions that fostered discussion and thought-provoking questions. For example, one question was, you're at a party, and as prearranged, your friend's dad is going to pick you up at a certain time to take you home. When he arrives, you can see that he's clearly drunk. What do you do? And they both immediately said, call an Uber. So that led to a big discussion of Uber drivers and how even with Uber drivers, you have to be really careful, you know, based on what has been happening recently. And how do you know it's a real Uber driver? So we talked a lot about that. Another question was, if you're having a math test, or what's worse, cheating on a math test in school or lying to your parents about going to a party? They didn't even think about it. Cheating on a math test was the worst thing. Lying to your parents was no biggie. So, and some of the questions they answered differently from each other, which led to discussions between themselves, you know, supporting their viewpoints. We had so much fun with that. We went way past midnight. We did it for 2 hours that night. And they liked it so much they wanted to do it again the next night, which we did for another 2 hours. So I loved having them. I loved their teenage girl energy. And I especially loved the happy accident of the cell phone free, unplanned question game. Woo! Mm-hmm.